To each parent, he responded with one line, "Are you going to help me now?" And then he continued to dig for his son, stone by stone. The fire chief showed up and tried to pull him off the school's ruins, saying, "Fires are breaking out. Explosions are happening everywhere. You're in danger. We'll take care of it. Go home." To which this loving, caring American father asked, "Are you going to help me now?" The police came and said, "You're angry, anxious, and it's over. You're endangering others. Go home. We'll handle it." To which he replied, "Are you going to help me now?" No one helped. Courageously, he went on alone because he needed to know for himself, "Is my boy alive or is he dead?" He dug for 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours. Then, in the 38th hour, he pulled back a large stone and heard his son's voice. He screamed his son's name, "Armand!" He heard back, "Dad? It's me, Dad. I told the other kids not to worry. I told them that if you were alive, you'd save me, and when you'd save me, they'd be saved. You promised, no matter what happens, you'll always be there for me. You did it, Dad." "What's going on in there? How is it?" the father asked.
"There are 14 of us left out of 33, Dad. We're scared, hungry, thirsty, and thankful you're here. When the building collapsed, it made a triangle, and it saved us."
"Come out, boy."
"No, Dad. Let the other kids out first, because I know you'll get me. No matter what happens, I know you'll always be there for me."